Leiden, Aklen.
Hello. Hi, this is Steve, and I'm calling you from the Amazon Building Department. So, how are you doing today, Mr. Leonard?
I'm fine, and yes, my name's Leonard, and why are you calling me?
Actually, we just give you a call to verify that today, did you order some online gift cards?
No, I don't order anything over the internet. Mm-hmm. This is not my phone, and I don't know how you know my name's Leonard. So I'm beginning to worry that somehow or other somebody is doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Someone is using your personal information and your personal details, and they are just shop, like they are purchasing some gift cards, okay, by using your name.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, because you keep breaking up. It's not a very good reception. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're saying somebody tried to buy something over the internet with my credit card, which I never use, it's my wife's credit card. And
are you using your personal information, I'm saying.
Well, if they use my
email address.
Well, I have no money. I'm a disabled pensioner. I don't have any money in the bank. I don't have a credit card I use. And all my credit cards are maxed out. There is no money in them to spend. I never buy anything off Amazon or anybody else. We don't have any money to buy anything over the line. I have a computer which is 10 years old. I don't use it very much. So no,
have you tried online banking before? Can you tell me, like?
What?
Did you try online banking before?
I've done online banking all my life, like all the time it's been available, but it's not linked. I don't spend anything out of it on the internet. I pay my bills. That's all I ever do.
I don't
buy anything. Yeah, I pay my bills. Yeah.
And like, sir, can you tell me, apart from you, who else also have authorization to deal with your account?
Absolutely no one. Only my wife.
Just only your wife.
Yeah, and I don't know. Well, she wouldn't need to. She has control of the credit card. It's hers.
And how do you pay your bills? Like by using your mobile phone or your laptop?
No, I use my PC, my home computer, and I only pay my electricity and transfer my bank accounts through whoever needs money from me, and we're only talking paying for my computer, like the internet, paying for my electricity, and there's one thing else I do. My phone. Yeah, I pay for my phone over the internet. But that's all I do.
Okay.
So I don't do any other transactions with any other people. Mm. I just don't.
And like that. Can you remember when was the last time you visit any online website and provide them your personal details, your information over there? Like you visit any online pages? Yeah.
I registered my car the other day, the last week. That was the last time I did anything with my details, but that was with my own personal debit card, not a credit card.
Because this transaction was attempted from the different IP address. As we find the location of the mobile network has been tried to shift it, meanwhile those transactions was been made on a temporary hold, okay?
No idea. I'm prepared to believe you, but I know nothing about what you're saying. Absolutely.
As I told you, someone is using your personal information, okay? And they're using your personal computer.
Okay, so what do you suggest I do?
Sir, can you have, like, do you have an Android mobile or an iPhone?
No, I'm talking to you on a $30 phone at the moment. It's a very old Samsung, and we don't ever use it for internet connection. We just don't use it for anything other than phone calls.
And, like, sir, can you tell me, did you try to connect your device with a different Wi-Fi? As I told you, your IP location is not secure. It's going somewhere else.
We have no way of, we're too old for that. We don't have a clue what you're talking about. You know, we are old age pensioners. We are old people. We don't do that stuff. You know, we have a phone, and the phone is emergencies only. And then keeping in touch with each other. We don't use it to browse the internet or surf the web or whatever it is. We don't do any of that on the phone. The most we ever might do on the phone is use Google Maps if we're lost, you know, on the street somewhere. That's it.
And like, so you remember when was the last time you visit yours for a grocery shop? Did you remember?
I went shopping about an hour ago. But I just used my debit card.
You just give them your debit card, okay? Right?
Yeah. Which is not my credit card.
Okay. Because of your IP address, as I told you, it is compromised by some overseas people. And this gift card has been purchased by some overseas people, which they might believe that the company called Austin Tours and Travels. Have you heard about this before?
Austin Tours and Travels. I don't know about the first part, but I've had a few phone calls over the last year by people saying I've got a discounted travel thing, but I just tell them to go away because I don't know what they're talking about.
All right, no need to wait.
I do get nuisance calls on my home phone line. Which they shouldn't be able to do because it's only incoming calls only. It's an emergency phone because you're on a... Online? No, I don't do anything on... Yeah, I don't do any real shopping online or anything like that.
Okay, not an issue, sir. And you receive calls from your phone, like any transaction messages come up on your mobile phone?
I can't understand you. Like, this is not a really good...
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
All right. So, like, on your mobile phone, if there is any payment coming out or you pay something, you pay for grocery or a shopping on your mobile phone, you also receive nothing.
Never. Our phone is not used for anything other than phone calls.
But sir, your mobile number...
Let me complete what I'm trying to ask you.
Okay. Then you give me an answer, okay? Like, you have a mobile phone with you, right?
Yes.
And if your mobile number is registered with your account, that's what I'm asking you.
No. Shouldn't be. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Other mobile phones that I haven't used for about 6 months. They're probably linked to my things. But all my bank details, all my other things, they have my home phone number. That's the only one I use.
Your landline number, right?
Yeah, my landline number. That's the only thing I personally use. Leonard Scott Logan uses. This phone belongs to. It's registered to me. But it's my wife's phone. Only my wife uses it.
Okay. All right. Now, sir, what is the problem from how it gets started? Your information has been used over the internet to order some Apple gift card. I mean, you haven't purchased any gift card online, right?
No, we can't afford to buy. We buy cheap gift cards if we need any from the cheap shop down in Blackpool and down in town.
I know.
We don't buy anything. We just don't buy anything over the internet.
That's the reason, sir. Because what those people did, they have used your information to purchase some gift card behind you and make sure that you are not getting any notification or any message regarding to those transactions, right?
But wouldn't we see them on our bank account?
Yeah, definitely, sir. I will help you. What is the changes what those people did to you? You got a mobile phone with you right now?
Yes, I have a mobile phone with me.
All right. And is it a smartphone or like it's a simple phone, sir? It's like a Telstra or an Android or an Apple phone?
It's a Samsung, and it's about 5 years old, and it's broke. It's pretty well damaged. Pretty well.
Oh.
It just answers phones.
Okay. Okay. On your mobile
It has all these apps. It has all the apps and that, but I don't use them. We don't use them.
Okay. Okay, okay. Now, sir, what those people did, they try to get into your network, all right? So I will help you to check that, okay? On your phone, you have a Google. Just have a look. Can you find a Google on your phone?
There's about 7 of them on my phone. I don't use them.
Okay.
I had the internet on this phone turned off.
Okay. So try to connect your phone to the internet and go to the Google. You got a Google?
I never connect this phone to the internet.
It won't do it.
You gotta understand that this
phone is full of computer.
I have a computer, but it's in another room.
Okay, go to the another room, sir.
No, this is getting beyond me, my friend. Look, if it's all true, you're not listening to me, mate.
Since a long time.
Now listen carefully, mate. Listen carefully.
I can't hear you
half the time, right? You're in a room full of people yabbering at me, and I have not ordered anything. I do not use the phone to be on the internet. If somebody's scamming me, I'll find out from the bank. I will call my bank now.
Can you hear me now?
I cannot understand you. It's all garbled.
You will not understand. You will not understand. This is a different language.
It's just garbled. I hear every second word you say.
Yes. Okay. Now, listen to me very carefully and slowly, okay? So, they have tried to order while using your card numbers online today, and they are trying to send some money to United States. So you are not aware about that, right?
Nope. Absolutely not.
All right. And what those people did, they're trying to change the location of your network, your internet network that is connected with the computer, and they try to get access to your network, and they are trying to withdraw all the money. So we need you to cancel up those payments, and we need to block them from your network. That's the reason I ask you, like, is it possible you can open up a Google on your phone or on the computer?
No, it's not going to happen. Sorry, mate. Good boy.
What happened, sir?
I cannot help you, mate.